The problem is not in the plan, but in the person. The plan can be solid and focused, but until the person takes the intentional steps to walk out the plan, it's never going to work. So today on Growing Hope, we talk about walking out the plan and also how to make sure that you're in the right seat for the journey.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're investing a few moments to intentionally take the steps to live out our possibilities. I am Catherine Lang, your dream igniter, daring you to live big dreams and to pursue your impossibilities and to pursue them until they're your reality. It is up to you to get it done, but I'm here to encourage you on this journey. Any journey that you need to take is going to require a plan. Otherwise, you're not so much on a journey as you are just taking a drive. But even the best plan will not help if you stay in the house. No matter how well you plan it out, if you never move from where you are, then you will never be in a position to get to where you want to go. The problem is not in the plan. Almost any plan is going to work as long as that plan ends up at the purpose point that you want to achieve. The problem is in the person. See, we make bad choices, or at least the not better choices. The bad choices waste our time and our energy, and they leave us in a place of much doing instead of getting much done. We also get distracted. The squirrels show up and they drag us down the nearest rabbit hole. So instead of focusing on what needs to be done, we're lost in things that are not related to what we're trying to do. And we get emotional. The feelings of the moment dictate the actions. Or to be more honest, the feelings dictate the reactions. When we wallow around in emotions instead of making intentional and purposeful choices, we don't get anything done. You can reach your destination. You can live your big dreams. You can fulfill the plan. It's up to you, but you have to make the choices and take the actions that are going to make it so. Be accountable to the plan. Be aware of your investments. Be focused on the finish line. The problem is not the plan, but in the person's choices regarding the plan. Make the choices that are going to move you into and on purpose. Not only do you need a plan for living, but you need one that's going to direct you down your place and purpose. And you have to know your part in the plan. Many years ago, and I mean many years ago, we used to play a game. Now here's how, we didn't have a name for it. This is just how it went. Two of us would get in the driver's seat. Yes, two of us would get in the driver's seat. One of us in the driver's seat would be blindfolded, and that person would be controlling the wheel, the steering wheel. The other person in the driver's seat would be in control of the brakes and the gas. Now, the passengers in the car would dictate the directions and the way that we're going to go. Now, I didn't say it was a smart game. I just said it was a game that we played. And we had lots of laughs during the participation of the game. And we usually didn't get anywhere. We just enjoyed the journey. We weren't really on a journey. We were just on, I wouldn't even call it a drive. We were just out and about. So if you want to laugh and have a good time, then don't worry about choosing the right seat. Choose whatever seat you want. But if you want to get to your destination, then you better know the seat that you need to occupy. When more than one person tries to drive, trust me on this, you usually end up in a ditch, or you at least end up running over a curb or two. So the first thing is, it's an all or nothing situation. You have to move. You can't almost move. You have to obey. You can't partially obey. You have to let it go. You can't hold on to who you were and grow up into all of your possibilities. Either do or don't do. I'll try has always been a way of saying no around here. Most of the time when the words were used, there was no real intention of actually trying. Not unless you meant you would try to find a legitimate reason not to do it. You wanted to seem like you were invested in whatever invitation had been offered, while you still wanted to be able to not actually invest anything in the activity. If you're going to bring your big dreams to life, then you can't almost do it. The second thing is you have to be willing to leave it alone. Once you give the seat to God, then you have to leave God in the pilot seat. I've helped two of my sons learn to drive. Now, teaching them the rules of the road was really the easy part for me. Trusting them to control the wheel, that still takes practice. I have to be very intentional about what I say and how I move when I'm in the car with them. When they were first learning, I only allowed them partial control. I'd tell them when to slow down. I'd tell them when to turn on their blinkers. I would tell them what I thought they needed to hear about the situation. But the more they drove, the less they actually wanted to hear. I still have more experience than them, but I have to make the intentional choice to trust their abilities behind the wheel. The irony is that for purpose living, we're never going to have more experience than God. And yet, for some reason, we think He needs our help driving. Leave the wheel alone. The third thing is to accept that God knows best. It doesn't have to make sense to the world. It doesn't even have to make sense to you. Except that He knows. Locking on to the understanding that God knows because He sees more of the picture will make it easier to settle into your right seat. I've only flown a few times, but not once in any of those times did I ever feel the need to enter the cockpit and explain to the pilot that he needed to move over. I mean, I just trusted he knew more than I did, and that he knew better about what was going on. I trusted him to get me from point A to point B, and not once in all of my travels did I ever check a compass to be sure that he was right. We will trust airplane pilots more than we trust God as our life pilot. That hurts my feelings. That hurts my feelings for me, because I do it as much as anybody. The fourth thing is a one step at a time process. You can't get there overnight. You can't make it happen immediately. The big dreams, the impossible determinations, the place and purpose are all accomplished one little bit at a time. Now, I've delivered three healthy boys. Each one took almost 9 months from start to finish. It wasn't always fun, but I accepted the going because I knew it was a process. I knew it was going to take time. I never went to that first doctor's appointment and expected to come home with a full-grown child. During the process of growing those babies inside me, I also grew me. One extra bite at a time, one not-so-good choice at a time. I managed to add on enough weight to make me uncomfortable, even after the babies were moving out of the house into their own apartment. I was okay with the little bits, the one day at a time journey, for some things in my life. But on other things, I expect those results to happen immediately. And it's never going to happen immediately. It's always going to be a little bit. It's always going to be a little bit more added to that little bit. That's what gets us there. It's a line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little process. And finally, lock into the promises. The promises serve as a seatbelt that keeps you firmly in place even when the turbulence occurs. And turbulence is going to happen in life. It's like when I first got pregnant. I had a promise of when I was going to give birth. So even during the rough times, even when I got annoyed with the doctor because I wanted it to happen sooner, even when I got annoyed with the child rolling around doing cartwheels inside me, I knew that there was an end. I knew that the promise was there. Anytime I expected it to happen faster, it wasn't a problem with the promise. It was the problem with me for wanting it to happen sooner than it's supposed to. God has given us promises for our life. And he's been very specific about the promises for your life. When you know the promises and what they are, and when you trust in those promises, then you're able to settle into your seat and trust the process as well. If you don't know the promises, then you're going to end up getting annoyed about the process. And even though it's all spelled out in front of you, if you would only take time to read the manual. God knows, God leads, God provides. It is up to us to trust Him, to be obedient to His design, and to settle into His process. As long as we give God control of the wheel and leave Him in the driver's seat, then we won't end up in the ditch. So know your seat. It's all or nothing. It's a leave it alone, no take back situation. It's knowing God knows best. It's about one step at a time. It's about locking into the promises. It's not always easy to trust the process. It's especially tough when you can see the needs right in front of you, but you don't fully have the understanding. You don't have the full scope of the entire picture. It's like being in a plane when you hit turbulence. Even when the going gets rough, you still have to make the choice to trust God through it all. When the plane hits turbulence, you have to trust the pilot. When your life hits turbulence, you have to trust God. You trust the pilot of your plane, so trust God to have your place in purpose ready for you and to get you there. God is going to help you make the choices and get to the place where you are living out His place, your place in His purpose, your design, and His will. The more you know the pilot, then the more comfortable you're going to be in trusting that He will get you there. You will still have to make the choice. You're still going to have to get on the plane. You will still have to invest in the intentional actions that will bring the plan to life. You will need to do your part, but you have to trust. You have to obey. Then you have to join. It's not complicated. But the world will rarely make it easy. Today's challenge is about making the choice each day to bring the plan to life with little bits of intentional action. 1, define the finish line. 2, determine your part in the plan. 3, do what you know to do. The more you practice the process of doing your part, to fulfilling your place in the plan, the more you're going to see that your plans, the plans, are being accomplished around you. Take the time to take the step. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we have moved just a little bit closer to living out our place and purpose. Your investment in this journey with me has made me bolder in walking out my plans, or the plans for my life. I look forward to hearing more from you, so head over to the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group and share your experiences or your thoughts for living out place and purpose. Or you can stop in at the growinghoperadio.com website. You can catch up on past episodes, you can watch, you can listen, or you can just engage even more. It is not too late to purchase your copy of Place and Purpose. It's the book that launched this whole series of Growing Hope episodes. So visit harnessyourwhy.com today to learn more. God has made a way for you to live an extraordinary life. Will you trust Him to fly the plane? I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push past the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that are shattering the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.